We may be reaching a tipping point in the book world. Joining us now is Darren Sennett, who's Director of Strategic Projects for Powell's in Portland, Oregon. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, John.
Powell's, of course, one of the most fabulous and famous independent bookstores still existing on our planet here.
That's very kind of you.
So but that said, you're an authority to talk about the sort of emotional and business reaction to Google opening up its ebook store yesterday. Now you've got a Google player in the ebook world, along with Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple with its iPad. What's the significance of what Google decided to do yesterday?
Google has put a great deal of time and technology into providing a way for, well, themselves, but also independent bookstores to offer ebooks on a lot more devices than we've been able to before.
And so this isn't a matter of Powell's deciding to join them because you can't beat them. This is actually an alternative from Google that's tailor-made for independent booksellers like Powell's.
Yes, I would say that.
And what do you get? What do they get?
We get, we've been selling ebooks at Powell's.com, which is the website for Powell's Books, for over 10 years. But we haven't been able to sell at this point really significantly onto your phone or to a tablet. And so now, through how Google does their ebooks, we can now sell you an ebook on your phone, on an Android, any Apple product, and that wasn't possible for us before. What Google gets is, it's interesting. I guess they get real bookstores involved behind it, and
John. They plant a flag. I mean, they're really planting a flag up against some very big players, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And of course, Apple and Google have been in competition for quite some time already on a variety of other fronts, so it makes sense that they would confront each other here. So if I go to Apple and order a book for the iPad, I'm basically ordering a book just for my device. Same with the Amazon and Kindle, and same with Barnes & Noble and the Nook device, right? I go to Powell's and order on the ebook site of Google. I can literally specify the platform?
Let's see. Yes, you buy the book, and at that point you can then access it from a number of different ways. You can download it as an Adobe Digital Edition file, and that's what you would put on a computer or into a Sony or into a Nook, which is kind of fascinating. Or you can access it streaming, not exactly streaming, but through the cloud, which has become an exciting buzzword lately. But you can access it through any number of applications on those devices.
Before we go, Darren Sennett, books in the cloud, as an author, that kind of scares me. You can always copy them. They're available to anyone. You don't have to buy a book ever again in 5 years.
It's not that easy to copy, no. When they're in the cloud, I wouldn't be afraid of that, John.
All right. And you check, Darren. Because
yeah.
You're Director of Strategic Projects for Powell's in Portland, Oregon, talking about Google offering ebooks suddenly in competition once again with Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple. Darren, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.